You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Why don't you tell me your little story about your restaurant
something
experience?
Something horrible
please.
Happened at a restaurant a few days ago. I was out with some friends with my wife and big group of people having a good time. Drinks were flowing, conversation, laughter. Everybody ordered. We're still having a great time. And then the food arrived. We all start digging in. We're about 5 minutes into eating when down on the other end of the table, I hear, "I don't really like this meatloaf." And I immediately went, "Oh no, here it comes. Here it comes." And the guy down at the end called over the waitress and said, "This meatloaf is dry."
Okay.
"I would like something else." And that atmosphere of laughter and joy, a little rain cloud appeared over that table, Dom. The entire vibe changed. Because I think a lot of people at that table were like me. I'm like, just fight through it. Eat your meatloaf and move on with your life. And the waitress had a good line, too, because you could tell she was kind of like, really? She came back over with a plate because he wanted to scrape the meatloaf off the plate and finish the sides. And she said, "Yes, yes, let's get this repulsive meatloaf out of here."
Kind of couldn't just eat the other stuff while that was on the plate?
No, he needed the meatloaf off of the plate.
Who are these friends of yours?
People that I will no longer hang out with, Dom.
I was going to say, you need to break up with some of these friends.
"Let's get this repulsive meatloaf out of here." I was like, nice line, solid. But yeah, so he sent it back, and they brought him out a whole, you know, another plate of some sort of meat product.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, when we went to leave, because it was so awkward, the whole thing, because everyone else, what you do is when that situation happens, everybody else at the table kind of exaggerates how great their meal is all of a sudden. And like, "Oh, mine's fine. Mine's delicious.
You've got to compensate for the jerk."
Yeah, everyone's like, "Oh, mine's great." So I actually leaned over to the waitress when we left. I was like, "I'm sorry that that guy was such a pain." And she's like, "It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's no big deal." But it was just like one of those things. It's like, I'm not that person, and I don't think you are either. I'd fight through the meal. Just a little slab of meatloaf.
I have sent things back, but it is so rare, and it is only when it really, really needs to be. And the only time in the last few years, and I eat out fairly often, the only time I can remember is when everything was so cold that it was not, it was like it had been sitting out for an hour.
I mean, there's the disclaimer. I mean, there's circumstances. If you order a steak well done and you cut it open and it's bright pink in the middle, I'm going to send it back, okay?
You are?
Yeah. I mean, if it's pink, ugh, no, I couldn't do it. I'd be like, "Can you cook this a little more?" That's probably the only case I would do it is with like a steak.
Yeah. Yeah, so we just need to acknowledge that there are, you know, two kinds of people. Those who will, as you talk about, power through. You're like, look, it's never going to always be perfect. Just, you know. And then there are people who need perfection in everything. And those are the ones, if you go out with them, it's no fun, as you pointed out. It's no fun for everybody else in the group if everything needs to be perfect. Like, "Oh, my God, this server is taking so long to get our drinks back here. Oh, my God, you know, my French fries are not cooked exactly as crisp as one. Oh, my God, I just..." And after a while, you just don't want to go
it's
out
exhausting.
With those people anymore.
Yeah.
And yet, we will get text messages from people right now who are like, "No, you need to hold these establishments. You're paying them your good money.
Yeah.
You need to hold them to a standard." And in a way, I hear that argument and I support that argument. It's just, I think the line for me of sending something back is a little more is a little higher than some people. Who just knee-jerk reaction, just says
stuff. Yeah, I mean,
the
standard was set. There was 10 of us there. 9 of us were perfectly happy. It was fine. You just have one Mr. High Maintenance down at the end. And you got to take the sides into consideration, too, with your meal. Like, in that case, with a dry meatloaf, I'm looking at the plate, and he's got mashed potatoes on the plate, too, smothered in gravy. I'm like, just start mixing your meatloaf in your mashed taters, buddy, and go on with your life. Like, because then not only is everybody overcompensating with their meal, then your pace of eating, everybody goes, and you got to slow down your pace because you're waiting for this guy's second meal to come out.
I wouldn't
so you
do
get
that.
Thrown off with eating as well.
I mean, if there's a group of 10 and one of them's a jerk or whatever, I'm not waiting.
Oh, I could
them.
Tell everybody was like, oh, they're eating really slow now.
You know, and one of the cures for people who are the frequent sender backer people, a cure for them might be go spend about 3 months working as a server or a cook in a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Go do that and see what that world is like. And then you deal with people like you for several months.
Yeah.
And let's see if your tolerance level doesn't adjust just a little bit. And again, I like to hold places to a high standard. I'm not denying that. I do. But you got to take into consideration a full restaurant, a lot going on. Unless yeah. it's pretty bad,
it didn't look
I'm going to suck it up.
It didn't look dry. Like, I wanted to taste it. The funny part about this, too, is, we wrapped up our night and went on with our life, like I said. And I was talking to my neighbor the next day about what we had done the night before and where we mm-hmm. were. And when he heard where we were, the first thing out of his mouth was, oh, my God, that place has incredible meatloaf. And I'm not even joking. That's the first thing
go.
He said. He's like, that meatloaf there is great. I was like, funny you should mention that. Yeah. Josh says he has a story. You want him to run in?
Yes, right this moment.
Come here, Josh. He's texting me. He's like, I have a story.
Josh strikes me as a sender backer.
Are you a sender backer?
No. I am not. I had I would call him my best friend in high school, and I loved hanging out with him, hanging out with his family, and they were not hurting for money in any way, shape, or form, but they would always, always, always find a way to get 3 out of the 4 meals comped every single time that I would go out with them, every single time. And on top of that, the person's father that I would go out with was just always like, I want this seat, I want to sit here, I want this, just bossy. And I finally decided, I was like, I can't go out with these people anymore because it was so bad.
It's embarrassing.
Secondhand embarrassment. I wanted to be like, hey, I'm actually not with, like, they're not my family. They're someone that I just know, because it was so embarrassing.
I like the term secondhand embarrassment.
Oh,
that's perfect.
It was awful. I mean, they'd be like, there weren't enough chicken nuggets in this meal. There weren't enough this, that, and the other. And I was like, I can't do it. So I finally decided, I was like,
no
more. I can't go out to eat with you guys anymore because it was awful. The way they treated the waitress.
You know what would help servers and restaurants in general is if every time you walked into a place of business, let's say you had to have like some sort of reservation, and you get scored almost like a Yelp type thing, as does the establishment. So every time you send something back, it puts a little mark on your history as a diner, mm-hmm. right? And when you go to make a reservation, they'll see that you are 60% of the time sending stuff back, and they can just be like, look, we know in front, right up ahead, this is not going to work out between us. You should probably go somewhere else.
They do that with Uber, where you can rate.
Yeah, you can rate.
So they should do that in restaurants mm-hmm. as well.
Absolutely.
With restaurants, exactly.
Yeah. That's
just
good.
For the people who are the real pain in the arse, so they kind of get labeled as well.
Alex texted in. He says, I feel connected to this topic. My parents used to judge a meal by how many napkins the server brought out. If they didn't bring enough, they would complain the entire meal
what?
About the service.
Yeah.
Just come on.
On the amount
and
of
I'm
napkins.
Telling you, I do believe that people who are most likely to do that kind of stuff have never been a server.
Yeah.
That's what I think. And I'm sure there are exceptions. People say, I was a server and I learned to have really high standards. Okay. But I think you bust your butt long enough doing that kind of job, I think you're going to be a little bit more tolerant of
people.
And Robin goes, fortunately, my significant other is a phenomenal cook. We know that when we go to a restaurant, we're going to be let down the majority of the time, whether it be with the cook or with the seasoning. However, our general rule is that you don't send anything back unless it is completely inedible.
Yeah.
And I think that's right. Like I said, I'm not a sender backer, but I have done it, once or twice.
So that's their only rule. What about if there's hair in it?
Well, we've had a few people write in about hairs.
I mean, I'd send that back if there's hair in it. And then I wouldn't want anything else. I'd be like, I'm good. I'm done. I'm telling you.
I think my tolerance for hair has changed over the years, too.
Oh, I know it's foul.
I know it's disgusting. Gross. I know it's gross. But if I see one hair on the side of a plate, I'm like, that could have happened just in carrying it out from the kitchen.
If it's cooked into it, though.
If it is, yeah.
My dad bit into a hamburger from a fast food place in like the late 90s, and he has never been back since because he bit into the burger, and as he pulled it out, there was a hair that was like, it was like a piece of floss. And I can still remember him going, you know. He hasn't been back there since the 90s.
Yeah, some people have a visceral reaction to hair in their food. I used to have a brother-in-law who he would puke if he saw a hair. And my sister would say, listen, I've got to be very careful when I cook because he will throw up at the dining room table.
That's my dad. And I've always found it funny because, you know, so, big fire chief, paramedic, he can he'll go to a crash scene and carry limbs back to an ambulance. But you get a hair in his cheeseburger.